Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is called out on strikes. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Jeffcoat scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a line drive into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts in front of the plate. Landreth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. King takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crowe pinch hits for Ted Klusowski. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Crowe now playing first base. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush strikes out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Alex Gramas. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Jablonski now playing third base. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. King hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0-for-2 in the game. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to third for the out. King moves to second. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreth for the out. King moves to third. Wisenant moves to second. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-2 in the game. Rush hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Crow reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crow moves to third. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Crow scores. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jablonski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoke for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. King is hit by the pitch. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 3 in the game. Wisenant takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-3 in the game. Rush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davis now pitching. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and has Bell trapped. There's the throw to Banks, who tags Bell for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Bob Thurman pinch runs for George Crow. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey is hit by the pitch. Thurman moves to third. Post moves to second. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ray Jablonski. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thurman tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.